Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Womb Trend King, the new Viola Davis movie that is getting incredibly good reviews, is also incredibly violent. The Venn diagram of movies I am going to watch the shit out of. I am Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined today by super producer Becca Ramos!
Hello, hello. I would like to say I did not put it in the show notes yesterday, and that is my bad. Happy Latinx Heritage Month started yesterday. So, for all those who celebrate, give money to your local Latinx friend. Give them reparations for the colonization of their countries as well. Donate to Latinx causes. Go see an art exhibit. Go listen to Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Do more. Learn more. Happy Latinx Heritage Month.
Let's get into Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's official video for the song El Apagón came out today. There's it's a cool video, and also there's learning to be had.
Yeah, there's a mini documentary at the end of the video that's giving context to all the issues and atrocities happening in Puerto Rico right now. When the stream came out live, it was like very clear people were dipping off after they hit the end of the video and the beginning of the documentary, which is fucked up during Latinx Heritage Month. But, I think this is so incredible for Bad Bunny to do. He's always been very vocal about what's going on in Puerto Rico, being a voice and a face in the atrocities happening in Puerto Rico and being there for the people in a very real and productive way, which I love that about him as an artist, especially with the truly like number one artist in the world global platform he has. I feel like he's really put like what's going on in Puerto Rico on the map in a way that nobody has been able to do before. So super love and appreciate that. Watch the video, go learn some stuff. And on top of that, there is a hurricane coming. I don't know if that was planned or not, but he posted that. And then now there's been an announcement that Hurricane Fiona is potentially coming for Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, and that it will be catastrophic winds and rains. So pray for Puerto Rico, you know, if you are religious or whatever, just like put your heart out there for the people of Puerto Rico. They still have not recovered from Maria. That was 5 years ago. So,
yeah. Like talking about, you kind of just briefly referenced the Bad Bunny's like the biggest artist in the world, but that truly, I haven't seen, you know, since peak Drake, I haven't seen, like I'm a loser and I pay attention to what are the top 100 most played tracks on Apple Music, like on a day-to-day basis. And this whole summer, it's been songs off his Nonstop. Album. Like the whole top five is basically Bad Bunny songs. Like truly just dominance.
He really
across
has
the country.
Just broken records globally and and US side of like, I think really being able to put like international music on like American scale. They're like the crossover has always been like America global. And very rarely do, especially Latinx artists, get that like Latinx to American crossover. I feel like, you know, Rosalia started doing it, but Rosalia has a lot of her colonialization issues anyway. She is a Spanish artist in reggaeton, like Spanish artist in reggaeton, which is its own
Spanish
complicated relationship.
Right.
But Bad Bunny, he is like breaking down queer barriers for the community. He's breaking down machismo. And he is just so incredibly talented. And I am so humbled to like be growing up in a time where like someone like Bad Bunny can be dominating like the global, like it's like only the representation I ever dreamed of, you know, growing up. Like I feel like growing up listening to any sort of Spanish music was like so made fun of, like so frowned upon. And now you have people like at parties, at clubs, like purposely blasting Bad Bunny reggaeton. That would never happen like 10, 15 years ago. You'd have to go to like specifically like Latino clubs to like hear that kind of music. And now you can go anywhere or like be in Miami. Like now you can be anywhere and like listen to that kind of music. And that is like, you have so many white people thirsting after Bad Bunny and playing and like using it as like you said, Drake captions. Like that is like Bad Bunny has taken over that kind of spotlight. And it's so cool to see. It's fangirling here.
Mm. All right. Well, let's talk about how the GOP is dealing with migrants, and that is treating them like props. And so we talked on yesterday's trending episode about this kind of media stunt where they are sending, I think, Venezuelan migrants to, you know, far-flung regions of the United States that are, you know, blue states, and being like, ha, you deal with it, see how you like it. And I've seen like a couple kind of right wing people being like, so most people are like, holy shit, this is horrifying. This is wild that y'all are the party of Christianity and you're treating people like the most literal interpretation of inhumanely. You're treating them like not human for your own political purposes and to like do like a political prank. It feels like, it almost feels like it's a prank. I think that's actually what one of the people who's now in Martha's Vineyard actually said. They were like, cool, Governor DeSantis, cool prank, man. That was, you really got us. Because so the details that are emerging is that they like lied to them. They were like, yeah, there's going to be good jobs if you go on this plane. And just go on there. We'll see you on the other side. And, you know, they also, I think, falsified their address records so that they would be technically illegal when they arrived. So just all around truly wild. And so then I've seen people responding to the news and to the people who have a soul being like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, being like, ha, see, you talked about sanctuary. Like they're just brushing past the idea of, no, these are human beings. What are you doing? And being like, see, you don't like it now. Like just kind of.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you wanted sanctuary cities. And I was like, but this isn't an ethical way. This isn't a sanctuary city anymore in the way that you did it. Cause you purposely try to fuck with the people who are seeking asylum and make it a point that they can't really ethically legally seek that asylum by falsifying their records, lying to them about where they're going, XYZ. Yeah. It's so, it literally gets under my skin, like gross, like I want to vomit type of feeling listening to this story, because it's not new. It is new for it to get this type of attention, but there's so many different ways this has already been happening for migrants in this country for many, 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 many years. And right. from many different places. I feel like even back in the day, like the bootstrap program for Puerto Ricans to come into this country, they were lied to where they were going to go, where these jobs were going to be. Like, it is just such a tale as old as time when it comes to border relations of the United States. But it is so sick and sad and twisted to see these families be, you know, violated, lied to, used as props, to be, you know, treated as, like you said, subhuman. And it's so ironic for these Christian conservatives to behave this way when they truly choose to go on mission trips to these third world countries and take pictures with their kids and be like, look, I'm such a good person. I like disrupted the ecosystem of this area. And look at me doing volunteer work. I'm doing right. mission work. And I've yeah. come back. But if they try to come here,
yeah, yeah. And it's also telling that, so they've already constructed the argument that they're going to have in their mind, right? So they sent the people and then they assumed that the communities where they were sending them to would be equally inhumane and be like, get this garbage yeah. out of here. And they're like, see, you don't like it now, because not only is their mind incapable of like actually conceiving of these migrants as human beings, but they can't conceive of other Americans feeling that way. And so they yeah. just kind of like power through to the next step in their argument, even though that's not the reaction people are having. People are just being like, yeah, we're trying to help them. What are you, you know, I'm sure not everybody in Martha's Vineyard is doing that. I know that like some of these rich communities have very conservative, wealthy people. I know one person was openly being like, what? Obama should open his house to them.
I saw a tweet today, which I'm sure was in relation to this, but it was like some conservative asshole was like, why don't illegals ever go to Puerto Rico? And it was like, that doesn't help either. Like, you can't just right. ship them to another place that's also disadvantaged. Like, right. huh? Oh, right. my God.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And there's a new trailer for this Netflix Jeffrey Dahmer series that looks so dark and bleak. And I just can't... I don't know. There's our guests on Monday's episode of a podcast where they were recently debating like movies versus TV, which like obviously you don't have to pick one side or the other. But I do feel like sometimes I am influenced by growing up as a movie fan and like growing up in an era when movies were art and TV was, you know, sitcoms and the A-Team and you know, Knight Rider and like just kind of shitty TV. So sometimes I like worry that I'm missing out on great TV because I still just like get excited about movies and movie trailers and treat movie releases as events in my mind, and I don't have that same reaction around TV. But like this feels very much like one of those things that I don't feel like TV should never attempt something that is like so dark. And
it is so Ryan Murphy to want to take on this topic. It is so Evan Peters to want to be a part of it.
So where I know Evan Peters from? Because I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, Evan Peters. Wait,
he's a Ryan Murphy darling. So he's in almost all of American Horror Story. He tends to lean in this like creepy like world. He also was in Kick-Ass. He's like one of the psychic friends. He also is Quicksilver in the X-Men series. The movies, I think like the Force One or whatever, the new class.
Okay, that's where I know
X-Men First Class. Yeah. So he's Quicksilver for that. I think he did a little crossover in the WandaVision world and plays Quicksilver there too, kind of showing that like X-Men's going to move over into WandaVision, the whole other thing. But so I have loved Evan Peters. Like I've grown up with Evan Peters and loving this creepy world, but I agree with you where Super Producer Brian put in the chat, why do we keep doing this? So sick of serial killer shit. I'm also done with it. Like, I feel like we give specifically serial killers way too much time of day. They're evil people. Like, they target really underrepresented, like sad people.
Yeah, in this case, very much so. Yeah, we're telling a story of like just an alcoholic, like white guy who's just like a complete failure and then just goes around and gets away with murdering like people of color because the police are just like, I don't know, man. Like,
exactly. Yeah, and they've already made a movie. They've already, you know, with Ross Lynch is his name. He was a Disney darling and then was on Netflix's Sabrina. And then he did that movie as well. So it's like they already made the movie. Why? Yeah. I think I'm good. I'm kind of with you. I'm team movie. I love movies. I like having a short, like, not short, movies aren't short anymore, but I like knowing it's like start to finish. Like, this is a complete story. When I'm like watching it, I get to go and consume this piece of art and like feel the full, it's like reading a book, like from start to end, you're like, ah, I got it. I've absorbed that. That was beautiful. Whereas TV, it's created this like constant pump system where it's like, yeah, we can get a limited series, but if it's really loved, we'll like spin it into like eight more and then like a three spinoff shows and then like a character arc in this. And it's just like too, I feel overwhelmed by the amount of content that's out there that I tend to spiral into reality TV. And I used to never be a reality TV person, but I feel like it's the only thing I can consume lately that I'm like, I don't have to like stress about where this is going.
Right.
Like, it's mindless, it's numbing, it's fun, but it's not supposed to be art. And I get people are like, we're in the best generation of TV, but I'm tired. There's too much TV.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, The Wire, Sopranos, all like really great and proved that you can do serious art as TV, but like the hit to miss ratio, like I don't have to dig for two examples of great movies. And this is obviously like a very controversial thing. Like I think when I see something on TV, like just the frame rate, I biases me against it. Like if it's at the TV frame rate versus the movie frame rate. And like, that's not fair. Like there's, that's nothing but bias. But at the same time, I don't know. This definitely feels like if you're going to do a portrait of a serial killer, like you don't want to make people sit with that for to be like, all right, I'm coming back for episode two to see what's happening.
Yeah, because it's also like Ryan Murphy has a tendency to really blow it up, right? To like, it is controversial by nature on purpose. Like Ryan Murphy loves to like toe the line of like inappropriate and camp. And with a story like Jeffrey Dahmer, it's like, to me, is it worth towing that line? Is it worth telling? Like, I watched Glee back in the day. I've watched probably almost anything Ryan Murphy has made. And I've loved, like, American Crime Story was fun. He had another show with Gwyneth Paltrow recently. And this first season was good. The second season was too much. And like, Glee, you could make a case study for like, was it camp or was it inappropriate a lot of times? Who knows? It was a different era of television. But this story arguably does not need to be told again.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's clamoring for the guy from Glee to make a Jeffrey Dahmer movie. Well, speaking of TV, SNL's new cast members were announced. Marcelo Hernandez, Molly Kearney, Michael Longfellow, and Devin Walker. You said that you're familiar with their work.
I'm familiar with one of them. I know one of them was on Conan. I really liked his stand-up. It was very funny. But otherwise, unfamiliar with these three faces. One of them is Cuban-Dominican, which is cool. More representation is always loved. It feels like it's a one-in-one-out scenario with Melissa Fantasenor is out. They bring in Marcelo Hernandez. But they also have the first non-binary performer on the show, which is awesome. That one is Molly Kearney.
Yeah.
So, you know, cool. That's great. It's going to be very interesting to see where this season goes because they lost 7 cast members this season, which is a lot. So I don't know. They haven't even filled all of them back. Only 4. So we'll see.
And finally, the New York Times has an article that is basically positing that the movie Don't Worry, Darling, which we've been following because we thought the trailer looked good. Then people saw it and the critics are like, kind of a stinker. And that obviously we've been following it because there's a lot of controversy around like what happened on set, like the various, you know, the director, the key players fighting with one another, possibly fighting with one another, possibly spitting on one another. And the New York Times has an article that I only bring up, like we've talked plenty about Don't Worry, Darling. We don't need to talk anymore about this movie, but
until it comes out, it's and just, then we watch it.
It's like, I think this is a new level of New York Times, like getting something completely wrong on, you know, the issue on an issue that doesn't matter at all. But it's just so their theory is that the reason this movie might do bad is because of the controversy around it, like that is actually bad for the movie. Whereas this is a movie that is tailor-made to, like, if it got just great reviews, everybody would go see it. It's that type of movie that, like, needs to get good reviews. And once it has good reviews, like, there's going to be interest in it. It looked, like, trippy and interesting. So if it was at, like, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes or, like, The Woman King, for instance, I feel like everybody would go see it. But instead, it's at 35%. But their thesis instead is, but now the $35 million production is being referred to around town as Kill Your Darlings. Over the past 3 weeks, the once highly anticipated movie has become a spectacle in all the wrong ways, with its director, Olivia Wilde, self-immolating on the publicity trail. Now all eyes are on the box office as the film, one of only three Warner Brothers, is releasing theatrically through the remainder of the year, debuts nationally on September 23rd, and then, like, later they revealed that Olivia Wilde canceled an interview with them. So I do think it's just them being
understandable.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, that is probably a smart publicity move, but they are, I think, probably just being mean.
A little butthurt, a little misogynistic. I mean, this review to me, as much as, like, the press is crazy. And I do think, because, like you're saying, like, with 35% on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm sure now with, like, the crazy press, people want to go see it just to be like, what is it then? Like the reviews are bad, but the drama's good, or, like, interesting good, not, like, actually good for anybody. I think now more than ever, people want to see it. But I also think this is, like, almost an unfair critique, because so many men, so many male directors in Hollywood get to have crazy publicity stunts and crazy failings, and then get another movie and get, like, the $35+ million budget again. And, you know, I'm not saying I am team Olivia Wilde or team Olivia Wilde's character by any means, but to me, Booksmart was a great first movie. I don't think she's a bad director. I think she deserves another shot at directing. And if this tanks and she doesn't get it, I feel like Hollywood has learned nothing from Me Too, right? Has learned nothing from, like, becoming more progressive, as we, you know, probably already knew that. But it just would make me sad to see if, like, this puts more female directors behind, because of, it's like perpetuating its own problem. It's like, that's not Olivia Wilde's fault at that point. That is the system and the industry's fault of, like, not being able to give her the, you know, comeback that many, 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 many men directors have gotten over and over and over again.
Right. And it's, it's like, this is a long tradition of directors having success with, like, one of their early projects. And then they get to make, like, their big statement, super ambitious, oftentimes overly ambitious movie that kind of tanks. And that's what, that is sort of the rhythm of a Hollywood director for the most part. And the fact that this scandal is being overlaid onto that and being like, well, there's also a level of personal failure and, you know, moral, like, repugnance at the core of this that will allow us to write Olivia Wilde off is pretty frustrating.
I just wonder if, like, a male director were in the same scenario, would the New York Times have written the same article? You know, that's, like, my only, I want them to think about that, you know, go back to the writing board and be like, had I put a man, have I put Oliver Wilde in here?
Right.
Would I have written the same article? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would have. So.
Yeah. I think this is just the New York Times wanting to write a gossip column, but having to have like a news hook for it. And so being like, is this, because they do bring, they're like, they quote someone as saying there's some degree of sexism in this. maybe, like, they could have, like, moved that to the top and been like, there's some degree of sexism in this article being
in
written.
In this article I'm writing.
Yes. anyways, Becca, such a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Bex, B-E-C-C-S Ramos on all platforms. You can also find me at Mil Mundos Books. I want to promote Just Because it's Latinx Heritage Month. It's a Latinx bookstore I volunteer at on the weekends. They deserve all your love and support. Go support Latinx businesses. And if you are in New York City on September 27th and you are a fan of Julissa Calderon, she is going to be doing an event at Mil Mundos Books September 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. She's doing a book tour. If you have her manifest like a Jefa book She's doing like a reading and writing like workshop seminar thing. It's a free entry if you already own the book, and or buy book upon entry as your ticket. So
yeah. And that is Mil Mundos Books. So M-I-L-M-U-N-D-O-S Books.
Yeah. MilMundosBooks.com if you want to go find more info.
Go check it out. All right. That is going to do it for us this afternoon. We're back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, have a great weekend. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine if you can. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.